Haftarah on text by Martin Luther King.
We're on the move now. The burning of our churches will not deter us. We're on the move now. The bombing of our homes will not dissuade us. We're on the move now. The beating and killing of our clergymen and young people will not divert us. We're on the move now, like an idea whose time has come. Not even the marching of mighty armies can halt us. We are moving to the land of freedom. Now the fact that this new age is emerging reveals something basic about the universe. It tells us something about the core and heartbeat of the cosmos. It reminds us that the universe is on the side of justice. It says to those who struggle for justice, you do not struggle alone, but God struggles with you. This belief that God is on the side of truth and justice comes down to us from the long tradition of our faith. I am convinced that the universe is under the control of a loving purpose, and that in the struggle for righteousness, man has cosmic companionship. Behind the harsh appearances of the world, there is a benign power. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I refuse to accept the cynical notion that nation after nation must spiral down a militaristic stairway into the hell of thermonuclear destruction. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil triumphant. I have the audacity to believe that peoples everywhere can have 3 meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits. I still believe that one day mankind will bow down before the altars of God and be crowned triumphant over war and bloodshed, and nonviolent redemptive goodwill will proclaim the rule of the land. I still believe that we shall overcome. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to have a long life. longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land, and I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.